a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Owens Corning, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your house. It might be a project that you want to get done, like one to improve your house, or maybe one that you have to get done because if you don't, the roof's going to leak. The heat, the air conditioning is going to stop working. Whatever improvements you have on your to-do list, there's an easy way to move them right over to our to-do list, and that's by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that a couple of ways. You can go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button, leave your question right there, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you are a DIYer and if you have a garage, there's one thing that usually prevents you from using that space year-round: heat. So we're going to share some tips on the best garage heating options to keep that space useful all year long.
And also ahead, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to have some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And before winter sets in and the weather starts to get really cold, it's a good idea to clean and store your window screens. So we're going to show you some tricks of the trade to do just that. But first, we want to know what you want to know.
That's right. Let us know what you're working on. Perhaps you're looking for some, you know, fall decor tips or how to spooky up the outside of your house for the Halloween season. Well, whatever it is, we can help out.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. All right, let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi, so we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots, and so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side, and we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that, but we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if a French drain is okay in Chicago. But yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we can control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and it's, you can see when there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water in your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You hire a drain cleaner. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property. And I would extend the downspout so that the water does not collect around the foundation. Either overgrade or underground, you extend them and get them out.
if I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain. And basically that's a trench that's, roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it. You lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it. And essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself. And that's sort of the aggregate. And that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got a pitch, so at least about a quarter inch a foot, so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down, saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com, about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. They'll actually walk you through this step by step and just show you all the ways that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we've got Nick in Florida on the line who's dealing with a bathroom vanity. Tell us what's going on.
I bought a vanity kit from Home Depot with the bottom and the top. The top's made out of some kind of, looks like artificial marble. And I want to know the best way to attach the top to the base.
So, Nick, I hear you. It can be very confusing because those vanities don't have any way to physically attach the composite top that they come with. But the thing is, they're not really designed, or they don't really need to be solidly attached. So what I would do is this. I'd put the vanity in, get it all level where you want it. Then I would dry fit the top by inserting it down into the vanity and making sure that my pipes for my drain and my supplies are all aligned and can easily go together. Then I'd take it apart one last time, and I would use some adhesive on the top of the vanity edge. And then when you press the top back in place, it'll kind of compress down, it'll dry and seal it. And the last thing you do is to caulk it against the wall. And between the sealant against the wall, the caulk, between the glue and the plumbing connections, you're going to find it's very, very solid and definitely is not going to move. And that's all you'll need.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead of a big storm passes through, it's not always easy to spot the damage that it's caused. We're going to share tips for finding hidden damage that could turn into big expense later on when The Money Pit returns. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's DIACH Coatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Wake up! It's time to stop dreaming about new floors and start heading to LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. It's the biggest sale of the year on floors that are in style, in stock, and in your budget. With up to 25% off more than 300 styles, there's never been a better time to get new floors. Whether you've been dreaming of waterproof or hardwood flooring, it's time to make it a reality. This sale ends October 18th, so hurry in today for the Dream Floor event at LL Flooring, your experts from inspiration to installation.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you're definitely going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Now we've got Shen, who needs some help tiling a concrete wall. What's going on?
Hi there. Calling from New Hampshire. I have a staircase that goes from a garage up into the living area. And at the bottom garage level of the staircase, there are poured cement walls that I would like to cover with tile. And I am wondering the best way to prep this surface, both to keep out moisture and to accept the tiles that I would like to put on.
So, Shan, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, because you're seeing signs of moisture there, I would take steps to try to reduce that. And it's almost always caused by a problem with gutters being overflowing with leaves and getting clogged up, or downspouts that are dumping water near the wall, or soil that's just sort of sitting there and not allowing water to run away. It could be reversed back into the wall, or you could have, I don't know, a walkway in there or some bricks in there that's holding water against the wall. So basically, you want to move water away from that foundation. In terms of tiling, yes, definitely could tile over those foundation walls. There's one important step that you may not be aware of that I would recommend, and it's called an uncoupling membrane. It's basically a waterproof membrane that would be adhered to the wall, and the tile would be adhered to that. And by doing that, if there's any differential movement, which always happens between the tile and the wall itself, it won't crack the tile and cause them to pop off. So definitely a project that you could do. Of course, you have to have the right materials, like the membrane that I talked about, and the right adhesives, which are going to be rated for all that. I would take a look at a product called Ditra, D-I-T-R-A. It's made by Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. They're a company that specializes in these types of waterproofing membranes. And use a product like that in between the tile and the wall, and you should be good to go.
Now we've got Andrew on the line who's looking to relax in style in a hot tub this cool season. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to build a ground level floating deck off the back of my house in order to put an inflatable hot tub on it. And I was curious if Trex decking is good for that, or if I'd have better luck with a traditional pressure treated. And is there any other special reinforcements I should do to hold the extra weight of something like a hot tub?
Well, I think it's interesting here. You can potentially have both building materials. You need to, really, because the wood is the structure that holds the decking up, and the top of it that you see that's decorative and lovely would be the Trex. And, of course, that's a great material to use for a deck, especially a deck with a hot tub, because it's not going to wear, it's not going to fade, it's going to really stand up to, you know, all of the things that go along with the hot tub, the extra water, the moisture, the heat, all of it. That said, do you need extra support? I think that depends, right, Tom?
I think absolutely you need extra support. You know, hot tubs are super heavy. It's not so much the tub that's heavy, it's the water. You know,
it's the water.
Yeah, it's right. If you have a hot tub you have inflatable hot tubs, I think they go up to about 6 people. That is about 2,400 pounds of water, because it's like 8 pounds per gallon. And if you do the math, that's going to end up being, you know, 2,400 pounds. That's over a ton of water weight. So you need to build that deck to hold that. And a traditional deck built to hold just the decking is not going to do it. So you have to really, really, really beef that up. The other option, too, is to not build the deck for the tub, but build the deck around the tub and then use like a patio to hold the deck, which would be supportive too. But like you said, Leslie, you can definitely use Trex on the decking surface itself, on the railing surface. It's beautiful, it's durable, it's going to stand up to all that water. But in terms of the structure, you got to build it sturdy and you got to build that out of pressure treated.
All right, and you got to enjoy it too. Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. So first of all, let's talk about your foundation. Now, heavy accumulations of water can definitely cause a home's foundation to weaken and then fail, so you want to check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor walls, and you should be looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. If something just doesn't seem right, check it out.
Now, next, you want to identify any flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that's been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. So we're talking about outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in the water can damage any sensitive components, and that can definitely lead to malfunctions and electrical fires. So if it got wet, it's got to go.
All right, next up, high winds. Now, these winds can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home and then leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to check out every side of your house from the ground and check for loose siding, metal trim and soffits that are, you know, bent, missing, whatever, and give special attention to your roof, too, because driving rain can push up and go underneath roofing shingles and then cause a leak. You want to also look for loose flashing around your chimney, maybe a plumbing vent. Those things can also lead to problems down the road.
Now, when it comes to some of these post-storm repairs, there are many you can handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, especially if they require specialized skills like electrical or plumbing, it's definitely best to call in the pros.
All right, we've got Janet on the line who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. Am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
So, Janet, it sounds to me from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. That would be optimal if that's the case. So I'm going to presume it's over a crawl space. And if that's the situation, you do want to insert insulation in between the floor joists, but you do it from the underside. Tearing the floor out from the top when you can get in an easier way would not make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I also would make sure I'm checking the ceiling above. If there's an attic space above that, that ought to be insulated. And then thirdly, you can do the walls, making sure you're sealing out any gaps that may be forming around there. Generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is ceiling first, then followed by floors, then followed by walls. That's for a couple of reasons. First of all, heat rises. Floors are generally easy to insulate, and walls not so much, but there are other ways to try to seal out some of the sources of energy loss in those spaces that are easier than taking the walls apart from the inside.
All right, we've got Gonzalo on the line who's looking for some help with a basement ceiling.
So my fall and winter project will be to revamp our basement. I'm going to start with the ceilings. Right now we have the old school drop tile ceilings, which we're not fond of, and we're not looking to put in the newer stylized drop tile ceilings either. So far, my idea has been to put drywall, to drywall the ceiling. However, my wife is really trying to convince me to not put anything and just leave the wood exposed.
All right, yeah, basement ceilings can be tough because, you know, you're given limited height. You kind of want to finish off the space, and there's lots of things potentially that you need to hide in a basement ceiling, plumbing, electrical, wiring, all that kind of stuff. So a couple of things. You can tidy up the wiring that's in there, maybe tuck it against those beams and paint the ceiling if you just want to leave it as is. But, I mean, you say no to a drop ceiling. Drop ceilings can be beautiful. Perhaps you haven't taken a good look at them lately, and maybe if you and your wife were to look at these together, there's a lot of options. I mean, yes, you're dealing with the framework of a drop ceiling, but the tiles that go into them, they can have a coffered style. They can have sort of a tin look. They can have all kinds of looks that feel like a constructed and finished space. So I wouldn't poo-poo that idea yet. I'd kind of take a look again. I mean, basements are tough, and you want to make it a usable space, so really think about ways that you could finish it. If you've got the height to put in the drop ceiling, then I definitely think it's a great option.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block, P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing. And it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right. I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a DIYer and you've got a garage, there's one thing that usually prevents you from using that space year-round. Talking about heat. We're going to share some tips on garage heating options that can keep that space useful year-round next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Fall is a time for lots of projects around your house, both inside and out. If you need some advice to get them done, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Sherry on the line, who lives in a very rural area and is looking for some help with a home security system.
I'm interested in buying a burglar alarm or some kind of security system for my house. I live in a rural area, so I'm not sure if that makes any difference in the choices that I would have to have installed.
I would say, you know, first, how's your Wi-Fi connection? I mean, if you've got solid Wi-Fi, you can pretty much have any of these home security systems, Sentinel, Nest, any of them. It's interesting because, you know, so many of these you can do yourself, but they do require a very strong Wi-Fi signal. So that is really going to determine what and how we can do for you.
Yeah, and
if you have a Wi-Fi connection and the Wi-Fi goes down, there's also systems that have like a cell phone dialer backup. So you're really never without that connection to a monitoring center. Now, speaking of monitoring, I have the Deep Sentinel cameras, and the reason I like those is because they're actually monitored 24/7 by security people. And so they're pretty affordable, and surprisingly affordable. Even the monthly service fee is, and I love the fact that there's somebody there sort of watching our property even though we're not there. I mean, the fact that you've got everything's internet-based now has really changed the whole game in home security. You can pretty much put in any system, so just choose one that has the features and the benefits that you're looking for, and you'll be good to go.
Well, if you're an avid DIYer and you happen to have a garage, you can bet there are a lot of projects that get worked on in that space. But in the winter, that gets tougher as the garage is the one place under your roof which is not heated.
Yeah, the garage is definitely the great untapped space for like a workshop or a hobby area or a lot of other things. But heat is all that really stands between using that space year-round and not. So adding garage heat, pretty popular project, especially this time of year. And there are a few options to consider, so let's walk you through it. First up, forced air garage heaters. Now, these are great because they deliver instant heat just like a regular furnace, and they can be sized for any size garage or space and any temperature swing. You know, if you live in the north, you're going to have a much colder space to heat than if you live in the south. Now, they work a lot like your house furnace. They heat the air, and then they use a fan to distribute that warm air throughout the space. They do need a gas line, though, and an outlet, and they should usually be mounted up high, like in a corner, and blow downward. Now, they come in a variety of sizes, but a good rule of thumb is this. For a two-car garage, you need about a 45,000 BTU unit, and for a three-car garage, you need a 60,000 BTU unit. And by the way, those are big numbers. When you think about the size of a furnace, the average furnace for a house is going to be under 100,000 BTUs. So you're talking about like 50-60% of what you need to heat in the entire house. So this is something that you do need that much power, but you're not going to use it a lot because it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah, now there's also infrared garage heaters. That's another option. And these radiate the heat rather than use a conventional blower fan. Now, they work well when you're only looking to heat a specific area as opposed to an enclosed space. Infrared heaters heat an object first rather than the air, and they can provide uniform and consistent heating rather than dissipating the heat associated with blower fans. Now, Tom, aside from adding the heat, I mean, these rooms might not be well insulated to begin with, so is it a good idea to even just start there and check?
Well, definitely. I mean, you have to know that the only wall that's required to be insulated is going to be the wall between the house and the garage. If you got a detached garage, of course, you're going to have no insulation. And sometimes, even when you have an attached garage, I've seen builders that will drywall the exterior walls of the garage, and you just don't know that there's no insulation inside of that. So you got to check. And the other thing that you can do is you can beef up your garage door. Now, most are not insulated, but you can add foam panels to inside the door. You can glue foam panels, cut them to fit, and add them to the inside of the door. They don't add much weight, and they definitely will warm up that door. And then check the weather stripping around the outside. These are things that you can improve at a very, very marginal cost.
Steve in Hawaii, aloha. Welcome to the Money Pit.
We've got this really nice travertine tile in our kitchen and some other parts of our home, too, but the kitchen is primarily the part that I'm bothered by. And you can see spots where things have spilled. Drops of whatever. I think lemon juice happened was one of the cases. You look at the tile, it's very nice, but if you look at it from an angle, you can see the gloss, except for these random spots about the size of a nickel that are no longer glossy, where something has spilled and basically taken the gloss off. And I wonder if there's some product or some treatment that I can do to the floor to restore the gloss to make it look like it's a nice new floor again, or at least look better than how it looks now.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly marble does need a lot more maintenance than most other surfaces. Even though people think it's really durable, it really does need cleaning and sealing and that sort of thing. Now, if you have a professional do it, they're going to come in, they're going to buff it, and it's going to look, you know, beautiful. But there are some do-it-yourself products. One of the most common manufacturers in that line is called Stone Care. And they have a number of cleaners and sealers and polishes that are designed for travertine. So I think that's a good place to start. Take a look at stonecare.com. I'm sure their products are pretty widely distributed, and I think you might find the solution there.
So do I want a sealer or a cleaner? What product am I looking for?
Well, you have cleaners, you have polish, and you have sealers, right? And it really depends on the condition of the marble. I would certainly start with a cleaner. And if you're seeing a lot of where you think the pores are really opened up, then you might want to add a sealer and then polish on top of that. But it's kind of a multi-step process, and it is a lot of work. And that's why a lot of times these solid stone, even countertops, that folks get and think that it's kind of a one-and-done thing, they're just, like, sorely disappointed, especially the first time they spill, you know, coffee or tomato juice and have a stain to deal with.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give it a try. Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Your advice.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, helping you make your home absolutely stunning for the upcoming holiday season. So give us a call and let us know how we can lend a hand. Up next, the best way to clean and store your window screens for the winter. Because believe it or not, the cold weather's a-coming, and we want you to get the outside of your house buttoned up before it does. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof. But if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well. From repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? It's the lovely fall weather, and you can tackle so many projects. So if you've got nothing to work on, call us. We'll tell you what you can be working on. And if you've got a project, let us know what it is. We want to hear all about it. We want to lend you a hand. And we want you to brag a little bit, so give us a call.
And remember, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Lynn in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with the chimney. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace, and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle, right, and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like, outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish, perhaps.
No, because the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're adhesive.
It might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had like a super uneven surface. Like I had a very old fireplace that the surface was, it almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
Well, before the winter sets in and the weather begins to get colder, it's a good idea to take some time right now to clean and store your window screens. Don't leave them in all year long because you're going to wear them out sooner than you have to. If you think about the fact that they battle those elements all summer, you need to treat them very, very gently because sometimes they get a bit weak, especially if the UV has deteriorated the screening material. So treat them very carefully, but get them out and get them clean. Now, here's how to do just that.
Yeah, first of all, you want to remove the screens. Don't try cleaning them while they're in place. Then go ahead and lay them on a flat surface like your driveway. And you can use a mild soap and water combo with a soft bristled brush to remove that dirt and grime. You want to clean both sides of the window screen and then around the interior and exterior of the frame. Then rinse off the window screens with lukewarm water.
Now, make sure you allow the window screen to dry completely before replacing in the window. And don't even think about using a pressure washer on something like this, because all you're going to do is poke holes in them, and you could really damage them as a result.
Yeah, now you can go ahead and put the screens back in, or if you prefer, you can store the screens during the winter months. If you do store them, you want to keep them upright or flat, but don't kind of lean them against anything, and definitely do not put anything on top of them, because they are delicate.
And if you're dropping storm windows into place to keep cold air out, now's a good time to clean those windows, lubricate the tracks, and for all windows, check the exterior spaces between the trim and the siding. If you see cracks or gaps, re-caulk them as needed to keep the drafts away.
Let's welcome Tim, who's got a noise issue. What's going on?
I'm going to be putting down luxury vinyl flooring in my house. I live in a house that has a cement slab. What we're going to do is we're going to buy the vinyl flooring that has the sound dampener on the back already. We'd like to know if we need to put down an additional sound barrier on top of the cement floor before we put the vinyl flooring down. Is it recommended, or is it even needed at all?
So, Leslie, I don't think he needs any type of a sound deadener because he's putting it down on concrete, right?
I mean, what kind of sound is he trying to deaden? It's kind of
Right.
It's kind of already encased in there.
Unless something's going on underneath that concrete slab. Yeah. I mean, the only thing, first of all, I do think it's a good idea to use the padding that's built into the luxury vinyl plank itself. It makes it a softer floor to walk on. And also, sometimes people complain that they hear like a clicking when they walk on it as the panels start to loosen up over time. And you don't really hear that when you have the padding attached. So I don't think you need any type of additional soundproofing in that space. I think what comes on the floor itself is all you're going to need.
All right. I think you're right. I mean, that should do a great job of keeping it quiet and keeping it really nice looking. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, you got a project you're thinking about tackling, but maybe there's a wall kind of standing in your way? Well, don't knock it down just yet, because maybe it's load-bearing. We're going to tell you how to figure that out next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at RiverviewGolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Ceiling. But remember, no matter if you have to replace it or you're just scraping off that old paint, it's really important to use that primer coat. If you don't, you will be sad because you will find that those stains will come right back through all over again.
All right, now we've got one from Peter in Florida who says, is there a simple way to tell if a wall is load-bearing, or do I have to find the blueprints to my home?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You certainly don't need to have your blueprints, and I'm not even sure your blueprints would be clear enough if for the average person to understand in terms of the load-bearing capacity of all the different members. So I would tell you this in generally speaking. If you have a house that is in the shape of a rectangle like most are, so it could be a two-story colonial, it could be a ranch, typically the load-bearing wall goes down the center of the building and is parallel with the front and the rear walls. Not always, though. Typically, that's the case. And if you're going to do some work in that wall, you can do some work in it. You can open it up. You can put larger archways in and that sort of thing. You can even have a flush ceiling that's all the way across the top. You do have to figure out another way to support whatever it was carrying. And that's entirely possible. In fact, you know, there's a lot of tricks and techniques to do that. So, for example, if I wanted to replace a load-bearing wall or open up a load-bearing wall, I would build a temporary wall on both sides of it to support whatever's above it. And then you, with that in place, you can take apart the load-bearing portion. You would be inserting a new beam where you took out the portions of the wall that you don't want to carry that load. And that's all going to be specified by an architect or an engineer. And then you re-drywall and you're pretty much good to go. So is that an easy thing for a homeowner to do? Well, certainly not the repair, but getting a rough idea of whether or not it's load bearing, I could tell you that's kind of a rule of thumb, but again, not always. Typically parallel with the front and rear walls, but not always.
All right, Peter, I hope that helps you out because definitely this is not a mistake that you want to make, but there are ways around it. So hopefully you figure it out. Good luck with your project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope you're enjoying the weather in your part of the country, and it's usually good to take on all sorts of projects. Now, we're just about out of time, but we want to remind you, if you've got a project that you're stuck on or one that you're thinking about doing and don't know where to begin, begin with us. We are here to help. You can reach us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440.
800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
As well as precision-guided artillery pieces. The announcement follows Russian attacks on civilian populations earlier in the week and is designed to bolster a Ukrainian counteroffensive that in recent weeks has yielded large territorial gains. The Pentagon has also said it's looking to bolster Ukraine's air defences and in the next few weeks is expected to deliver sophisticated anti-aircraft systems to help counter attacks by Russian missiles.
Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Three climate activists appeared in a London court on charges of criminal damage after throwing soup over Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers painting in the National Gallery.
Two women aged 20 and 21 were charged in relation to the soup-thrown protest on Friday, while a third was charged over paint sprayed on a rotating sign at the Metropolitan Police's headquarters in central London. The three women pleaded not guilty to criminal damage at the Westminster Magistrates' Court during the two brief hearings. Demonstrators from climate change protest groups Extinction Rebellion and Just Stop Oil staged a series of protests in London on Friday. Zaria Shakili, London.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas as of this morning was $3.89 a gallon. More news and analysis at townhall.com. Schools all across the South grappling already with teacher vacancies.
And many are turning to candidates without teaching certificates or formal training. Alabama administrators increasingly hire educators with emergency certifications, often in low-income and majority black neighborhoods. Texas, meanwhile, allowed about 1 in 5 new teachers to sidestep certification last school year. Decisions to put a teacher without traditional training in charge of a classroom involve weighing the trade-offs. Is it better to hire these candidates even if they aren't fully prepared or leave children in classes that are crowded or led by substitutes? John Scott reporting.
The Federal Labor Board scheduled a November 2nd vote on a petition from Home Depot workers in Philadelphia to form what could be the first store-wide union at the world's largest home improvement retailer. Votes will be counted on November 5th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Owens Corning, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one thing and one thing only. What's that, Leslie?
Home improvement fun?
Yeah, that's true. Home improvement fun. Home improvement, I think of it as home improvement adventure. Because, you know, you start your adventures with a good plan, but it doesn't always work out exactly like you thought it would, but that's not always bad either. So if you are in the midst of a home improvement adventure of your own and you need some help, we could be your adventure guides, your coaches, your counselors, your therapist, if that's necessary, and sometimes it is. We would love to help you get your projects done. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with your home improvement questions. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that fall is well underway, you might be thinking it's a bit late to start planning some ways to make your home more efficient and comfortable, but the Department of Energy says it's not and recommends three simple steps to make a big difference and prep your house for the coming chilly season ahead. We'll share those tips in just a bit.
And fall is the perfect time to beef up your insulation. But if you'd also like your home to be more sound and fire resistant at the same time, there's a new insulation product that offers all these benefits and more. We're going to share those details just ahead.
And with the chilly weather setting in, do you have one room in your house that just never seems to get warm? Well, infrared space heating might be the solution. We're going to tell you how to shop for a heater that can supplement your whole home heat and reduce your overall utility expense.
All right, but first, what are you guys working on? Tell us. We want to hear all about all of your autumn projects that are going on at your Money Pit. Are you getting ready for guests that are coming for the big holiday season now that we're all really gathering? Maybe your home is just on display for the first time in a while, or perhaps you're getting the outside all buttoned up for that winter weather. Well, whatever it is, give us a call so we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
George in Texas is on the line with a driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. How wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and QuickCrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small foam tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 of an inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with a backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube. It comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all those smaller ones, just don't do that. Put the second item in there.
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay? And that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Donna in Georgia's on the line is having an issue with a phone line. What's going on?
Oh, boy, am I ever. I'm hoping this won't turn into more of my money pit. We've moved recently into a new home. We have four phones. They all work. We've tested them at other people's houses. Two of them work. One will ring, one won't. They both have dial tones. The other two phones don't work unless we pick up the main phones, the first two that work. If they work, then you can pick up the other one and talk. But if I hang this one up, the other ones are cut off. We've talked to people. The phone company says their lines are fine. We know our phones work because they work at other people's houses out of town. What the heck is going on? We're afraid we're going to have this huge in-wall rewiring problem.
So these phones, this is a traditional copper-wired system that you're using?
It should be traditional copper wired. The phone company, when they opened up the wall plugs, they were all over the place. Some of them were never even connected. But of those that were connected, he said all phones should work. Either way, they're wired. But they had to flip the wiring to get the two that are working to work. But it's traditional in the wall copper wiring.
And these phones that you have, they're older phones or they're newer phones? Where did they come from?
Yeah. They're older phones. We've had them for years that work just fine. And like I said, two of them are working, and we brought the other two that weren't working to our friends, and they worked fine at her house. So it's not the phone.
Yeah. What if you switched positions in the house with the phones? Does that change anything?
We've tried all the phones in different locations in the house, and it doesn't change. The only time the other ones will work is if they're plugged into just these two lines that work. The other lines, all of the phone plugs in the house don't work for any of them.
Are these typical, are these handset phones, or are they phones that hang on the wall?
These are handset. Some of them you can hook them on a wall if you want to, but they're regular handsets.
So you know what I would do? Here's what I would do. I would go out and I would buy four phones, four brand new phones, and because you could take them back, right? And I would plug four brand new, decent quality phones into these jacks and see what happens. If they all work, it's the phones, okay? If they don't work, it's the wiring. And you'll know what you have to do.
My biggest problem with the new phones is they're all so digital, and you have to go through layers of programming to do, identify my pre-programmed push buttons. Right now I just have to push one button, and I've got the name next to it, and I'm not real tech savvy, and I don't like to have to go through a bunch of computer crap just to be able to find the buttons for the people. I don't like the new phones. I'd really like to find some good old-fashioned ones.
I feel your pain on all the programming, but I'm not telling you to get anything more complicated than a very, very basic phone. I mean, you can get – there's a phone that was made popular by AT&T called a Trimline phone. It's really common. The buttons are in the handset, and you have the base. You plug it in with one wire. They're about $10 a piece on Amazon, I'm sure. Probably even have free shipping. So I would pick up some very basic, reliable phones like that, plug them in, and see what happens. If, like I said, if the phones work, then you know it's the wiring. If they don't work, or they work the same way that your older phones work, then you know where you're at.
Could it be split wires in the house where they took a single wire and split it, or took two wires and connected them? I've heard possibilities like that, so that they're operating.
Yeah, it's possible. But here's the thing: do you want to spend $250 to have an electrician trace all this down, or do you want to spend $40 on four basic phones. And then when the basic phones work the same as the old phones, you can call the phone company back and say, hey, you fix it, you know, and be done with it. So, yeah, it could be all those things. But I think you're wasting a lot of energy trying to figure out or diagnose this when there's a really simple solution. Get some different phones, plug them in, see what happens, and then you'll know
what to
do.
I'll try to find those online. That's a good idea because we can't find them in, you know, any of the big stores.
They're on Amazon. I mean, you know, you can buy them on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, the shipping's free. Okay?
Yeah, we'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right, look for the trim line. You'll see what I'm talking about.
It's called
a trim line corded phone. All right, thank you. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. I guess it's a good thing she actually was able to call us.
Right. I'm like, how did she call us then?
Yeah.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, the Department of Energy says three simple steps can help make sure your home is ready for the cold. We'll share those tips when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation and other great Owens Corning Insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You're going to get a ton of ideas, and best of all, you can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Kevin in North Dakota is on the line. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a problem in the basement. I had some people come out. I had a a drain in the basement that backs up. Comes from the sink and the laundry, and they fall in play when they went into the line, and they said it have to bust up the tile and the concrete and get to that pipe. Is that the only option?
The drain that you're trying to get to is for the laundry and the sink. What actually is draining into that pipe?
Both the laundry, the washer, and the upstairs sink.
Okay. Where does the rest of the waste from the house plumbing system drain out? In particular, is there another drain pipe there, even if it's up higher?
Yes.
So another solution might be what's called a lift pump. And this is, it can look like a small bucket, or it can be actually installed on the floor. But it's a bucket that, or bucket, it's like a circular container, about the size of a large bucket, like about the size of a 5-gallon bucket, that inside of which it's all sealed. The water drains there, and then it's float activated, just like the float on a toilet, right? And once it gets filled to a certain level, this float comes on, and it takes the water and it pumps it up against gravity high enough so that it can gravity then feed into the main drain pipe. That's a better option, because it sounds to me like this pipe that's going out underground and getting clogged through the clay is probably a gray water line that's discharging somewhere, but it may not be the main waste line. So if you were to use a lift pump as an alternative, you'd be able to completely eliminate that, run both the laundry, the washer, and that sink from upstairs into the same lift pump, and then just drain it into the main waste vent, and you'll have a lot less maintenance to deal with over the years.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that fall is underway, you might be thinking it's a bit late to start thinking about making your home more efficient and comfortable, but the Department of Energy says it's not too late and recommends 3 simple steps that'll make a big difference and prepare your house for the coming season ahead.
Now, first up, think about getting a home energy assessment. That this will show you if your home is losing energy. It looks at windows, it looks at insulation and leaks, because these can all lead to losing cool air in the summer and hot air in the winter. Now, a home energy assessment is done by a pro. It's generally somebody who goes into great detail to assess your home's energy use. The assessor is going to do a room-by-room examination of the house, as well as an examination of past utility bills. And the cool thing is, when they're done, they can give you very specific recommendations for improvements that, and this is important, give you the quickest return on investments. You're not guessing as to which projects you should tackle. You know, if you add insulation, you'll get the return on investment at this point in time, windows, doors, and so on. So it's really good information to have.
Next, you want to try and find and seal all of those air leaks, because dealing with these now is going to mean that you don't have to deal with them when those cold drafts are actually coming in full force in the winter months. So check door and window frames. You want to check the outlets and switches on exterior walls, and even check for gaps around pipes and wires, foundation seals, mail slots. All of these spaces contribute to the drafts that will make you feel uncomfortable in the winter, and sealing them now really is a simple, easy DIY project, so definitely something worth tackling.
Now, last, be sure to service your heating system to make sure it's not only efficient, but safe for the deep freeze ahead. It's got to be done every fall, so if yours is not done, do it now.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to put shutters on the house, but I'm not sure which color or which style.
Okay.
But the only way to fasten the shutters is to drill into the siding.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't really want to do that, because if it doesn't work out, then I have holes in my siding.
Got holes in your siding, yeah. That's a good question. Got to get creative on this. Well, let me ask you this. If you put the shutters up, are they all going to be about the same size?
Yes.
Well, then I don't think it really matters, because you could make sure that the drill pattern is the same no matter what style a shutter you put up.
But I may find out that shutters don't work at all.
Now, Lisa, do you have any friends who are good at Photoshop?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just didn't know if there were any fasteners that locked into the
siding. You know, there are types of fasteners that are designed to snap into vinyl siding without causing damage, and they're often used by electricians or cable TV installers, and they're actually called siding clips. And basically, they're designed to kind of hold a wire and then clip under the siding so you don't have to actually pierce the siding. You may be able to find those
and you know, install some of those clips and then try to figure out a way to hang the shutter to the clip, at least temporarily, so you can, you know, have an idea as to whether or not it looks good and you're happy with it before making that commitment. So look for those vinyl siding hanging, sliding clips, they're called, and maybe that will get you where you want to go. Or as Leslie said, best bet, learn Photoshop.
Tom in Ohio is on the line and has a question about a basement. What's going on in your money pit?
I have a basement with some cracking issues. The house was built in 2000, and the floor is cracking in numerous places. They're not wide cracks. Some of them, none of them are greater than a quarter. Usually about an eighth. And I've also got a poured basement wall, and I got a couple of seams that when it rains really hard, I've got a little bit of water seepage. Nothing puddling on the floor per se, but just on two spots in the whole entire basement. You know, and I'm just wondering if that's these new epoxies where you can inject it into these, you know, these walls, for the leaks, if those things are something that would work for my situation. And as far as the cracks in the basement, I don't think they're structural, but it's settling, I think. But anyway, I'm just wondering if you guys have any kind of suggestions on that.
Absolutely, we can fix both of those issues for you. So first of all, let's talk about the basement floor. The basement floor, you mentioned it may be settlement. It might just be a poor installation. If it wasn't reinforced, if the concrete, you know, wasn't mixed right, there's all sorts of reasons it could get cracking. But the floor itself is not structural, so that's really just to be a separator between you and the soil below. So for those cracks, you certainly could seal them with like an epoxy crack sealant that you can find at any home center. Quikrete makes a bunch of products for that that will work well. In terms of the basement leakage, the leakage through the wall, the fact that this is happening when you have a bad rainstorm is indicative of the cause. The cause of this is a drainage situation right outside those walls. So it's going to be one of two things, or it could be both of these things. One of which is if your gutters are overflowing, if they're insufficient and not handling, you don't have enough leaders to handle the runoff, or if the leaders, the spouts, are not discharging far enough away from the wall. Anything that collects water or keeps water close to the foundation allows it to build up in that first 4 to 6 foot area between the house and the yard. That's going to lead to a leak in your walls. You could even push down around the walls and show up coming up through the floors. It is not caused by a water table. It's simply a drainage issue caused by this heavy rain. So to that, you want to look at those areas. Look for the gutters that are overflowing. Look for the downspouts that are not extended. You want them to be at least 4 to 6 feet out from the house. And those two things will solve that. Gutters and grading, leading cause of almost all wet basement problems. A lot of folks blame rising water tables and things like this and look towards expensive solutions like sump pumps, virtually never needed. You just need to fix the gutters and the grading. And then if you want to seal the cracks as a last step, that's fine. But remember, Tom, it's the last step. It's not the first step. You can't, you know, seal every crack in the wall and expect to hold back the tide. You got to stop the water from getting there by fixing up the drainage first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, let us lend a hand. Heck, even if you just want to boast about a project that went amazingly well, we'd love to hear about those too. Give us a call, send us a line, whatever it is, we're standing by. Coming up, insulation often gets installed in places that are damp, but moisture and insulation really don't mix. That is, unless you choose a new product called Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, which offers all of that and more. We've got those details just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you enjoy our radio show, we are pretty sure you're going to enjoy our podcast too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your, like, your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, that's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash, or for that matter a countertop, you pull off the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it, pull off the backing on the other side, and you stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter, so you don't have to wait for glue to dry or even mix up glue or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because they'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Lawan plywood on the wall first, and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, as many in this audience has heard me say before, I live in an old house. I mean, a very old house. And because it's old, it was never very well insulated. Now, we've changed most of that over the years, except for the floor. And for that, I turned to a new product from Owens Corning. It's called Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus. Now, here's why. This new product has several very unique qualities, which made it a great choice for really any insulation project. First, it is a very good insulator. It's made our home a lot more comfortable. But aside from that, and as the name implies, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus helps protect our home from fire, and it helps soundproof the floors, the walls, or the ceiling, wherever it's installed.
Now, the other thing that we like about this is that it's easy to cut and then fit around pipes and wiring. It's flexible, so really all you need to do is just squeeze and then insert those bats, and they'll naturally expand to fill the space for a secure custom fit. It's really a good choice for residential and light commercial interior and external walls, ceilings, basements, crawl spaces, and it will even help control moisture and prevent mold.
Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus is available at Home Depot or Lowe's, or you can visit owenscorning.com to learn more.
Bob in Rhode Island's on the line is having some mystery electrical issues at their house. What's going on?
I gutted the whole house out and rewired. I had an electrician come in and rewire the whole house. And he finished up, and I'm putting the plug covers on, and I plugged something in, and it didn't work. So I plugged another plug. It didn't work. I went to another one. It didn't work. So I called him back. He came over, and he said, there must be a plug buried somewhere. There's got to be an outlet buried underneath the new plaster. My question is, how can I find it?
So this guy did all this wiring work, and he missed the fact that he put in a whole bunch of outlets that had no power?
Yeah, can you imagine he didn't test the power when he was done?
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This guy did not do his job, and he should be able to track this down for you.
Oh, yeah. He started tracking it, but he wanted to be paid for tracking it.
So he wanted to be paid for missing
it. Pay me more for my mistake.
Yeah, he wanted more money.
And you paid him for the rest of the work already.
Absolutely. I paid him for everything.
No. Well, it's not right. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to track this down without specialized tools, I'll tell you that. It's kind of a matter of just taking each circuit and starting at the panel and then following the wires up to see where they go and trying to figure out where the disconnect is.
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, because as I looked when he was explaining to me how he wired, I think it's pretty odd. He wired like a key, come up with the live, and he went from one box and then went left and then also went right from the same power source. I mean, that's kind of weird. Even being an amateur, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You might want to try tracking it from the sockets back. You may have better luck trying to figure out where the disconnect is. It sounds like he didn't hook something up, though. If he rewired these outlets and didn't figure out that they weren't hot to begin with, that's a real problem.
Oh, no, he didn't rewire. We rewired the whole house. We didn't. I took out all the wire in the house.
You took all the wire in the house out?
Oh, yeah, he started from scratch. It's all brand new wire.
Well, how is it possible he missed this? That's what I'm not getting.
Neither
am I. So when he went in to do the wiring, were the walls open? Did you pull the drywall out, or what was the case?
Oh, yeah, they gutted it. I totally ripped everything up. Picture, just imagine an old house without any
Wow.
Wood or
so this
plastic.
Guy goes in, he wires the whole house, you put the drywall in, he comes back in to hook everything up, and he's got a bunch of outlets that have no power. This is his problem, okay?
Yeah.
So
you shouldn't
this
be
is his problem.
Twice.
You shouldn't be paying him twice. He screwed this up, and he needs to come back and fix it. Or you're going to have to sue him or file a complaint against his license.
Or all
this
of the
is
above.
His problem. This guy is incompetent, and you shouldn't be paying him to fix his blunders. You paid him to wire the whole house. He obviously blew it.
And an electrician is the last one you want doing, like, shortcuts and not great work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked when he expected to be paid the day he spent troubleshooting it.
Yeah, and he spent a day's troubleshooting and still hasn't figured it out?
Correct. He asked, you know, he had his hands out. I said, what are you kidding me? I got to pay you for not doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's your option. Now, if you don't want him to come back, then the other thing you could do is hire a different electrician, but then you're going to have to go out to him for the costs.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's where you're at, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, and let us know what you are working on. Call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up with the chilly weather setting in, do you have that one room in your house that just never seems to get warm? Well, infrared space heating might be your solution. We'll tell you how to shop for a heater that can supplement your whole home heat and reduce your overall utility expenses. So stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Hey, guys, did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? In fact, according to the National Fire Prevention Association, ranges and cooktops were involved in over 60% of kitchen fires. Well, while we can't improve your cooking, we do have tips to help you stay safe in the kitchen and beyond in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
Now, if a cooking or other fire were to occur, having a fire extinguisher within reach is the best way to help stop fires before they spread. That's why it's important to place fire extinguishers in common areas of the home like the kitchen and garage. But besides making sure the extinguisher is accessible, it's also important to know how to use it, which can be a challenge since nationwide 50% of fire extinguisher owners have never operated one, and 70% say they would not be very comfortable operating one if they had to.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to use a fire extinguisher if you had to, and there's also an easy-to-remember acronym that can help. It's PASS, P-A-S-S, pull the pin, then aim low. Point the extinguisher at the base of the fire. Then squeeze the lever slowly and evenly and sweep the nozzle from side to side. So just remember PASS.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and be sure to pick up a First Alert Home One fire extinguisher for your kitchen and your garage as well.
Learn more at firstalert.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on? You need some help? You got a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. We're standing by to answer them at moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Barbara in Ohio is on the line and is dealing with something that's on the floor. Is it something we need to get up? What is it?
Well, I have a brick floor in my kitchen and dining room.
That's unusual.
Well, I kind of like it. It was a farmhouse, and when we moved in, it had, like, I would say 10 layers of wax on it. So I've slowly tried to get it off. I've used ammonia, let it soak, scrubbed it. I've got about half of it done now, but everyone's telling me, you know, replace it, and I don't really want to because it kind of adds to the structure of the house, that kind of thing. But my question is, I've got some of it cleared of the wax. I'm using ammonia. I don't know if there's another product that I can get because it really is a lot of wax. I don't want to have, like, particles in the seal, so I have to scrub the floor again and get it all clean. How long do I have to leave it dry before I reseal it? Because I don't want it to have wet bubbles in it. I just don't know what I'm doing, I guess.
Well, we feel your pain. You know, you probably should be using a wax-removing product or a wax-stripping product as opposed to the bleach and the ammonia, which just sounds like an awful mess. And that's going to do what it can do. And there's actually a good article online about brick floors and how to pull the wax off of them. But brick is very, very porous. And
right.
Because it's very porous, when you do wash it, if you let it dry for a few days, I don't think you're going to have any issues with it forcing a new finish to kind of release.
Well, see, the whole thing is I have to move everything out of my kitchen dining room. So I didn't know if I had to wait a day, 2 days. So you're suggesting 3 days then?
Yeah, I would definitely wait a couple of days. You can still use the floor, you know, while that time is going on. You don't have to move it all out. But I would definitely wait 2 or 3 days before I put my next layer of finish on it.
What do you recommend as a finish?
I probably would try to keep it as natural as possible. If you use a solvent-based wax, that is another option, because if you did that, you wouldn't have to strip the floor. The solvent-based polish can actually be applied over an old wax because it'll sort of give good adhesion and it'll stick to it. So you're probably going to end up with a new wax finish. So if that's the case, you may not need to remove as much of that old as you thought you did if the new wax is solvent-based.
It looks like it's black.
I bet.
Put this on and never cleaned it.
No matter what you do, this floor is going to be a lot of work. Okay.
Okay.
Because
oh,
it's
truly.
A brick floor, it's just going to use a lot of work.
And if you don't get the old wax off, the new one you put on is going to lock in that color.
Yeah, that's right. That's another good point.
Yeah, I think I need to take it off. I've got about half of it done. I just thought when I was listening to your show, I thought, well, maybe we might have a better idea because you're right. It is a lot of work.
Nothing that hard work won't fix.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you haven't already, pretty soon you'll be turning up that thermostat to get warm. But did you know that every 2 degrees you lower your thermostat in the winter could save you 10% off of your energy bills? So to supplement heat in the rooms that you're using most often, you might want to consider a portable heater.
Now, I'm totally loving this because I have one room in my house that's always cold and can benefit from this product. It's an electronic infrared zone heater. Now, this type of heater is a supplemental heater. It uses infrared heating to warm any area of your home, and you can turn down the furnace and stay warm and save money because you're only heating the space that you're in.
Now, if you're thinking about picking one of these up, you need to understand how these infrared heaters work. Basically, an infrared heater heats the object in a defined space and not the air like central heating systems would. Now, it's like the difference between being directly in the sunlight versus sitting in the shade. We feel warm in the sun because the light is hitting our clothes and our skin and it keeps us warm.
So with that in mind, make sure you're choosing the right size heater for your space. Now, portable infrared heaters come in models that can handle about 300 square feet up to 1,000 square feet, and a lot of models have a programmable thermostat to start the heater just before you get home And your favorite chair this way will be nice and warm for you to plop into. So buy one that's just big enough. But don't go too big, or you'll definitely be wasting energy.
Now, I've got Scott on the line who needs some help rearranging a door swing. What's going on?
We just bought a new place, and in our downstairs bathroom, the door now swings in to the left. But the problem is the light switch is then behind the door.
Oh, yeah. So you got to walk into the bathroom, close the door in the dark, fumble with the light switch, and turn it on.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So I'm just curious if there's a way to switch the handing of the door without, you know, replacing the whole casing and everything.
Not easily. It's probably easier to run a new light switch on the other side than it is to change out the door, because, you know, the hole is drilled where the hole is drilled, and if you were to change the hand, you'd basically have to you'd have to put a new hole on the other side, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah, doors don't flip right and left too easily, you know, unless you're talking about the door in your washing machine. It's designed to do that. You know, an interior door doesn't turn very easily, so I would suggest you just run a new switch on the other side, and you could just put a blank out plate across the one that's there now, because frankly nobody's going to see it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, we're going to help Frank in New Jersey, who is just fed up with some wallpaper that doesn't seem to want to stick at the seams. Well, you stick around, guys. We're going to help sort this out.
Live in a money pit.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on a wide variety of projects around your money pit. If you've got a question, if you've got a plan for a project and need some help, reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Frank in New Jersey writing in about some tricky wallpaper that really just doesn't want to stay on the walls. Let's see what he says. Frank writes, I have textured wallpaper with seams that are separating. I have tried every glue and seam repair product out there. I can't find anything to fix those seams, and I can't remove the paper without damaging the walls. Can you help?
I think his paper is talking to him, saying it's got to go. Time to go. But he makes a good point. When you start to take this off and stick into the walls, you really don't have a lot of options here.
No, I mean, you're kind of stuck. I would have recommended, you know, wallpaper seam repair, using wallpaper paste, using a paper glue meant for wallpaper just to fix those seams, but they don't seem to be working. So I think, Frank, you know, sadly, especially because your paper is textured, it's going to have to come down, and that is going to require some work, and then it's going to require some repair work on the backside. So generally, you're going to start with something called like a paper tiger, and that's just sort of perforating the front layer of the wallpaper so that when you use a wallpaper steamer, it can saturate through and get to the adhesive layer, and then that'll help you peel it off. So there's lots of ways to do that. It's going to take a lot of work. Then you're going to have to sort of prep that wall surface with a primer, let that sit, and then go for a low sheen paint to hide any of those things, or you can re-wallpaper.
Well, when temperatures drop, rodents, we're talking mice, rats, and those kinds of creatures are going to make their way into your home for relief from the chill because they go inside too in the winter, guys. But not to fear, Leslie has some tips to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's not as easy as putting up a no vacancy sign, but you can make changes that will keep those mice and critters from moving in and then, you know, hopefully staying away from your house and finding a new place to go. So you need to know this, and it's totally crazy. Mice can squeeze through spaces that are smaller than a nickel. So you've got to seal any potential entrances to your home with sheet metal, steel wool, or cement. If you go with expandable foam, they're just going to gnaw right through it. So if you take that route, you can add some steel wool to the mix, which will make it so that they can't chew through it. Now, your dog and your cat, they're not the only animal that comes running at the smell of their pet food. I mean, whether it's wet or dry, the rodents love that scent too. So they're going to chew through heavy-duty food bags, plastic bins, you know, the thin ones, all of it. They're going to try to get in there to eat that food. So you should keep your pet's dry food in sealed metal canisters and then rinse out the food bowls before you head to bed every night. And you also want to make sure you give your kitchen counters and tables a nice wipe down each evening. You want to make sure that those discarded crumbs are not making a nice, lovely meal for an animal who's like, I'm going to come in and get all those tasty crumbles. And while it doesn't seem to help their IQ, critters love newspapers and magazines as much as we do. So get rid of those stacks of paper and cardboard that mice and rodents can turn into nesting sites. If you're looking for some more ways to keep your house critter-free, head to moneypit.com where we have solutions for all areas of your home, inside and out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, few things better to find in an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range to boost your cooking powers and your resale value on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Hi.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.